Hi everybody, welcome back to Go With The Flow. My name is Flo, Florence, and I am the host of this podcast. On here, I'm going to discuss personal development, traveling, education, anything that I learn, anything that I share. Basically, it is a 100% unscripted and unedited podcast, and it's just an encouragement to myself and to anyone listening to not overthink things and to simply go with the flow, pun intended. So yeah, that's kind of what my podcast is generally about. And today I want to specifically talk about a huge mistake that I made. And it has to do with tech, kind of, and I'm going to talk about it. I think I'm just going to go into it straight away. Before that though, I just want to give a little bit of an update. Because yeah, I haven't really been posting that much on this podcast. Like, I haven't been bringing out many episodes recently. It's been a really tough month in August. But the last episode was really fun to make. The last episode was about the law of attraction and achieving goals. And it was actually an interview. Actually, I'm not going to say interview because it wasn't really an interview. It was more of a discussion. And it's something that I really want to do more of in the future. I really love these kinds of discussions that I have because they're just like raw, honest conversations that I have with people that I would have had normally, but it just so happens that I'm recording them. And oftentimes in my life, I've just had really interesting conversations with people and I wish I could just listen back to them, or I wish I could have them a bit more publicly because it's really valuable knowledge that I'm sharing. And just, it's oh so interesting to see what other people are talking about, and especially when they're really knowledgeable about a specific, you know, topic, or just like sharing experiences, and you're always learning something, you know. And yeah, so that's why I really like this format, and I'm excited to do a couple more in the future. I already have a bunch of ideas, so stay tuned. If you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, please do. And also leave me a 5-star review if you'd like, or whatever star review you want. But that would really, really help me out if you could. And yeah, so a little bit of context. I made a mistake. I've been working for the past month on a bunch of things, but one of them is a film that I'm working on. It's a very special video to me, and I've been working on it for weeks, you know. It takes a lot of time. It takes me a lot of time. I'm figuring out how I want to tell this story, you know, to do it justice, how to tell a powerful story and a beautiful story, and also make it really, you know, a piece of art, you know. I'm having so much fun doing it. And it's tough because I have so much footage and I am really attached to that footage because it actually happened to me and stuff. But a lot of it doesn't really make sense when it's out of context, and doesn't really, how do I say it, like fit into the storyline. So I'm trying to figure that out. But I've been working on this video for weeks, and something happened 3 days ago, I'd say. Yeah, 3 days ago. Basically, my project just disappeared. Like, my entire video that I was working on, everything just was deleted. I don't know why or how it happened. I think it was because my hard drive was disconnected, which normally isn't really a problem. Final Cut is really good at saving things, and like I've done it before by accident, like ejected my hard drive because I had it off a hard drive. And it hasn't really been an issue before, but I think, I don't know, something must have gone wrong. I still haven't found the source of this issue, but yeah, so basically my entire project was gone. My entire events with like all the footage that I'd sorted through just disappeared as well. And my first instinct was to obviously try and look at backups and, you know, Google it. And like, the first thing that I saw was, when I Googled, was like, well, you should have backed it up. And I didn't, and I was just really upset because I lost everything that I've been working on for weeks. And yeah, I was just upset. It was not a great day because there was nothing I could do. It was just gone. So I spent, I think, 2 days after that trying to find the solution, the source of the problem, trying to find a solution, trying to recover somehow the project. And I was able to find the backup of this project because Final Cut somehow saved it automatically, but I wasn't able to work on it. Like, for some reason, it was just blocked. Like, I couldn't save anything new onto it. I couldn't copy it. I couldn't do anything with it. So it was a really weird situation, and I contacted Apple to try and see if they could help. I also had to do a software update, and I don't know, it was just a messy situation. But anyway, it's been a tough couple of days navigating that, and I know it's like first world problems, but I don't know, when you've been working on something for ages and ages, it's just kind of heartbreaking to go through that. So yeah, I learned a really important lesson, and that is to back your stuff up very regularly. And I mean, I always back my things up. So I have a hard drive, I have iCloud, yeah, I use Google Drive. All of my files are backed up, but my videos usually are, like, usually I make copies of each of, like, my library and my video, like, edit at various stages, like when I do a rough cut, when I start editing the audio, when I add the music, like various different stages, I make a duplicate copy just in case. And for some reason, for this video, I just didn't think of doing that. That was my mistake. I should have done that. And then if this had happened, I would have still been able to recover it, but obviously I didn't. So yeah, I'm usually very careful, but it was just such a stupid mistake, and I was so upset with myself for a while, but it's just a lesson, you know. It's a lesson, like, back everything up. If you're listening to this and you haven't backed up your laptop in a while, please do it. It's very, very simple. You get a hard drive, you copy everything onto it. If you have an Apple laptop, like a MacBook, it's even easier. You plug it in, and then you turn on Time Machine, and it does it automatically for you, and it's a breeze. Like, you just do it, it's done. You don't even have to, you know, do anything specific. Like, it's just so easy and so pain-free. If you are on your phone, you haven't backed up your photos in a long time, then just please Google Photos is a lifesaver. It's the easiest thing ever. If you have a Gmail account, it's so easy to use. I didn't do it for many, 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 years because I thought it was just such a hassle, and like, it's the cloud. I didn't really trust it, but my cousin then told me to do it, and I saw how it worked for him. So I was like, okay, I'm doing this. It's literally so easy. You download Google Photos, you click OK on whatever the settings are, you log in obviously to your Gmail account, and then everything's just synced automatically. You can access all your photos from your phone, from your laptop, anywhere you want in the world. You just need your Gmail account, and that way your photos are saved. Honestly, if you're listening to this, you have to do this today. Do not wait. You never know when anything can go wrong, and you don't want to lose your stuff, you know? You don't want to make this mistake. Learn from our mistakes. And yeah, and I guess maybe I want to say this as well. Going from there, like, basically, I did this and I was angry for a couple of days. And then I decided, you know what? I'm going to try and help someone out, because sharing your struggles and sharing your mistakes can really help someone out. I don't know, I'm not going to be blaming anyone, but like, if I'd seen this 2 days before, if anyone had, you know, reminded me, or if anyone had shared this or whatever, saying, you know, I've had this issue with my backup, or I've lost my file, I would have, you know, remembered, oh yeah, I have to back up my stuff. And this probably wouldn't have happened, and it can happen to anyone. So I posted an Instagram photo to with a caption saying, reminded to back up your files, you know, do whatever you have to do, but just do it, because do it today. And a couple people responded to me and said, thank you, I was about to do it and you reminded me to do it, or I'm gonna do it now. And it just makes me happy, because I wish, you know, someone had told me that before. So it's good to be able to be that person, and also kind of contribute to the whole improving Instagram. I mean, it's an individual, it's a collective effort, obviously, but Instagram is such a highlight reel, and it's annoying sometimes. I always go back and forth on thinking, like, whether it's a good thing or not, and obviously there's some really good things about it. I've met some of my best friends through Instagram, but also it's just so unrealistic in many, many ways, and so I want to share more of, I want to use it to do good, and I want to use it to help people, and yeah, just be like a normal person and just not, you know, just share the highlights and just not feed into that whole highlight reel, only showing the best side of your life kind of thing, you know? So that's why I share that. It's a struggle. It's a mistake that I made, and I learned from it, and maybe someone else can learn from my mistake without having to go through that pain, whether it's today or in like 10 years time or whatever, you know? It's always good to back yourself up, and it's always good to help others out if you can by sharing your experiences. And I guess this is also why I want to make this podcast, because maybe someone listening is going to have this little push to back your stuff up. And this goes to anything else you want to do in your life that you've been wanting to do it for a while and you haven't done. Here is your cue to do it, your push. You know, I'm telling you. I've been trying to organize my life for a couple weeks now, and just, I don't know, I've just been so cluttered. My mind's been thinking about a million different things, but also nothing at all at the same time, as in like nothing specific. So I haven't been able to focus on one thing, and it's been really annoying me because I haven't been really productive and creative and like as much as I wanted to. So today I sat down, organized everything that I wanted to do, all my life, basically put it into categories, and just put everything down on paper, just organize everything so that I can see everything, so that it's not just floating around in my brain and it's like it's in front of me and I can reference it and stuff. And that really helps, and I needed to do that for a long time, and now that I did it, it's really helped me. So if there's anything you need to do in your life that you've been putting off, then do it. It will help, and usually it doesn't take as much time as you think it does, and it will really be beneficial, because even though you put in a bit of time now, it's going to save you so much time later on, because you're going to be thinking about this for ages and ages. So do it. Another thing I want to talk about is really random. Like I said, this podcast is really random. I talk about a lot of things, and I always just go with the flow. And now I don't talk about this because I just thought about this, but I just cut my hair. I was just having a bad day today, and I've been wanting to cut my hair a little bit, like just shorten it a little bit, because I have a lot of dry ends. It's still healthy. I have a couple split ends, but it's just very, very dry, and I haven't cut it in like a year. So today I was just having a bad day. Like I've had like a couple bad days in a row, and today I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. So I put my hair into ponytails and just cut it, and it was so uneven and it was really thick, so I couldn't get through it in like a single motion, like with my scissors. It was really unsatisfying to actually cut it, but yeah, I did it, and I feel so much better, because I don't know, I think I cut it a bit too short, because now I can't do a bun anymore, and I love doing buns, but yeah, it'll just grow back. And I don't know, I feel like I just needed a bit of a reset, you know, a reset, structure, something to my life. And so sitting down, organizing my life helped a lot. Recording this podcast helps a lot for me, because I feel like I'm productive. And also talking and getting all these things out really helps. And also cutting my hair, like, it's such a small thing, but it's your hair, you know, my hair. I see it every single day, wear it every single day. So just having like a little something new, it just makes you feel like it's a different chapter in your life. You know, you're moving on to something else. You can start over. You can, you know, move from the situation you're in. So If you want to cut your hair, you can do it too. Anyway, this is a short podcast episode. It's just like, how long is this? 15 minutes so far. Yeah, just wanted to check in and talk about this mistake that I made and that I will not be repeating. And hopefully you will also learn from my mistake. If you've made any mistakes recently and learned from them, please share them with me. Send me a DM on Instagram. I reply to all my DMs. My Instagram is at noflomo, N-O-F-L-O-M-O. Did I say that right? Noflomo, yeah. I also have a YouTube channel. It's just look for Florence Ryan, Florence and then Ryan, R-Y-A-N. I make a lot of videos. Actually, I am going to make a lot of videos. I've made a bunch of videos so far, but I'm going to make so many videos, and you can see what video I've been working on for the past month as well. About lots of things that I really care about. They're educational, entertaining, and yeah, I just love making them. So I hope that comes across in the videos as well. But anyway, that was it for today. I'm very excited for the next episode because I'm going to be talking about something that I did recently that I loved. It was a really, really fun day and a really awesome initiative, in my opinion. I had so much fun doing it and I've received a lot of good feedback, and I just want to share it because it was awesome. So stay tuned for that. It's going to come out in a couple days. And also going to have a lot of guests on this podcast in the next weeks, months. So stay tuned. Please subscribe, like I said. And yeah, get in touch. Have a good day or evening whenever you're listening to this. And I'll see you very soon. This was Go With The Flow. Goodbye.